When you walk along the French Quarter in New Orleans, music seems to seep out of every corner. Jazz in many forms happens in the bars and the clubs, but also on the street corners. It is everywhere. And if you take the time to talk with any of the locals making this music, you'll learn pretty quickly that somewhere in their history is a great teacher. NPR's Sammy Yenigun went to New Orleans to profile one of the city's best.
Take a stroll down Frenchman Street on almost any day of the week. Ask anyone jamming on the street corner, and they'll tell you it takes a long time to get this good. This is Langston Hughes Academy, a middle school on Trafalgar Street in New Orleans. This is what getting good sounds like.
One, two, ready, begin.
The stout band director Sam Venable is trying to keep a squirming preteen ensemble focused on the lesson.
Please tell me, as a fair lady in the back, so what is this symbol called here? Yes, sir. Trouble clap.
It can be an uphill battle trying to hold the attention of restless kids right before lunch. But Mr. V, as the students call him, is methodically, patiently working his way through class. At no point does he ever lose his cool. Mr. V says that's just who he is.
Any student, any teacher will tell you, you really have to push Mr. V's last button for him to put you out.
Mr. V was a constant advocate in my corner.
That's Craig Adams Jr., one of Mr. V's former students, who's now working on getting his high school equivalency diploma. Adams' enthusiasm is how I found out about Sam Venable. It's clear that Mr. V changed his life.
I got in trouble. Alexa Hughes. And they put me in Mr. V class, right? I said, oh, Lord, I don't think I'm going to like Mr. V.
Adams is now 18 years old and plays music for a living. He didn't always have an easy time with school.
Mr. V said, well, get on this piano. I want you to play something on the piano. And I played It Don't Mean a Thing. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Mr. V heard that Adams had a knack for music, and so he took him under his wing.
Mr. V had a spot for me in his class, sitting right next to his desk. He was like, you're going to do this work, you're going to learn these notes, and you're going to be a member of the band. And he made me want to do good in school. Like Mr. V told me, I could not play in the band if I didn't have a B+.
It's his calling.
Venable says he's proud of how far Adams has come.
And now he's a trumpet player as well as a singer. I see him out in the quarters when I have to perform out there.
For this struggling student, music is what kept him going. Same's true for Mr. V. He's been a music teacher and band director for 16 years. Venable grew up playing music. He learned the trumpet as a kid and eventually picked up the trombone. That cool, collected perseverance Mr. V has, he honed while learning how to play.
It's not like I picked up a trumpet and I just started playing like Wynton Marsalis. No, that didn't happen. I had my struggles when I was at home with my mom and dad. I had to go in the yard. We don't want to hear that.
But he stuck with it and went from sputtering in the yard to soloing at his grandmother's 90th birthday party. Hearing Venable rip into his trombone, it's clear he's a good musician. What makes him a great teacher?
It's the joy of working with kids. That's the most pleasure I get.
Sammy Yenigun, NPR News, New Orleans.